Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Microsoft offered to buy Yahoo for around $44.6 billion in cash and shares to better compete with Google in the market for online services. CEO Steve Ballmer made the offer in a letter to Yahoo's board of directors on Thursday, telling the board that he would release the letter Friday morning. On a conference call Friday, Microsoft's president of its platforms and services division, Kevin Johnson, called a combination of Microsoft and Yahoo a more credible alternative to Google in the online advertising and services market. Yahoo, in a statement, said its board will carefully evaluate Microsoft's proposal, which it described as unsolicited. Google has made its first official comments on Microsoft's proposed acquisition of Yahoo, saying the deal raises troubling questions and that the underlying principles of the Internet stand to be tested by the proposed deal. The statement refers several times to Microsoft's past regulatory transgressions and indicates that Google could be preparing to fight the deal, if it is accepted by Yahoo, by pushing regulators to disallow it. Google has something to fear from a combined Microsoft and Yahoo. The proposed deal, which was announced on Friday and has Microsoft offering $44.6 billion for Yahoo, would combine the number 2 and 3 search engines. The two companies are also leaders in the areas of webmail and instant messaging, so a merger would provide stronger competition for Google in those areas. A remotely controlled device designed to manipulate the bank computing system was sneaked into a bank office in Sweden and hidden there. Theft on a grand scale was averted at the very last minute as a bank employee pulled the power plug. 7 people were arrested last week, suspected of attempted fraud and conspiracy to commit fraud. The unit was found mounted under a desk in the bank in late August 2007. Attackers were at that time about to transfer several million Swedish krona, or hundreds of thousands of U.S. dollars, from one of the bank's accounts. However, an employee who had access to that account discovered the attempt. Flag Telecom will start repairs this week on a damaged submarine telecommunications cable linking Egypt and Italy. A repair ship is expected to reach the site of the damaged cable, 8.3 kilometers from Alexandria, Egypt, on Tuesday. The repair will take a week to complete. Breaks last Wednesday in the Flag Telecom Europe-Asia cable, owned by India's Reliance Communications, and on the Southeast Asia Middle East-West Europe 4, owned by a consortium, disrupted Internet and other communications to the Middle East and India. And those are the top stories in the IDG Global IT News Update, brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.